On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
Donald Trump's promised to stay out of the debate about the general election while he's here. But the US president went on to call Boris Johnson very capable and then insisted he could work with Jeremy Corbyn. And he denied his country wants the NHS on the table during trade talks.
I don't even know where that rumor started. We have absolutely nothing to do with it. And we wouldn't want to if you handed it to us on a silver platter. We want nothing to do with it.
Opponents accuse the Tories of planning to sell off the health service, but Boris Johnson refutes that.
This is pure Loch Ness monster, Bermuda Triangle stuff that is continually raised by the Labour Party.
The US president's among world leaders gathering in London ahead of a NATO summit.
KMFM News.
A man's being questioned on suspicion of murdering a 12-year-old boy who was killed in a hit-and-run outside his school in Essex. Six other people were injured in the crash yesterday. The head teacher of Debden Park High says the victim was liked and loved by staff and students. These people who live nearby say they can't believe it.
A lot of us from the local churches will be here to do what we can and to support the school. Ultimately, we want peace in our community, don't we?
It's just, it's awful. And I think a lot of people are angry of the selfishness of this individual that has taken away a life.
A man who sexually assaulted a woman in Medway has been jailed for more than 4 years. Gabriel Cullen from Constanța in Romania attacked the victim following a party last year. The 27-year-old admitted attempted rape and was also given a restraining order for 15 years. Figures seen by KMFM have revealed more than 2,200 children in Kent will be spending Christmas in temporary accommodation. Data from Shelter shows Medway has the highest number of youngsters without a permanent roof over their heads, followed by Swale and Dartford. They're warning many children are living in places like B&Bs and hostels, with some families apparently squashed into one room. Robin White is from the homeless charity.
What we want to see is every political party committing to ending this emergency and to building the social homes we need. You know, whoever forms the next government, what we need to see building social housing being right at the top of the agenda.
You can hear more of our chat with Robin and see how many children are without a permanent home in your area at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
At Kent Online, you can see the moment two men smashed their way into a garage in Northfleet and stole motorcycles. CCTV footage shows the suspected thieves forcing open the door in Ladyfields yesterday afternoon before running off with two bikes worth thousands of pounds. Police are investigating. CCTV images have been released of a man police want to speak to after beauty products were stolen from a shop in Tenterden. Hayden's chemist on the high street was targeted last month. Follow KMFM News on Facebook and Twitter to see the pictures. A Kent charity that supports separated families is going to have any donations made over the next week doubled. Ashford-based Dads Unlimited offer legal help, mentoring and a helpline for single parents, some of whom haven't seen their children in months. This year, they're part of the Big Give Christmas Challenge, which is the UK's biggest match funding campaign. Francis Hunt from the organisation says the work is vitally important for people going through a relationship breakdown.
We've even had people fundraising individually and literally telling people that we've saved their lives because, you know, before they came to us, they had little hope of seeing their children.
A burglar who stole vehicles from the driveways of properties in Kent has been sentenced to 18 months in a young offenders institution. The 20-year-old from Barking targeted homes in Maidstone and Medway in August, stealing cars including an Audi and Citroen. And Ed Sheeran, Post Malone and Ariana Grande have been named as the most streamed artists on Spotify in the UK this year. Topping the list of 2019's most popular tracks is Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi, closely followed by Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. Looking across the last decade, the most streamed song was Ed's Shape of You, while Drake ranked top in the artist category.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and England will play friendlies against Austria and Romania in June as part of their build-up to next summer's European Championships. They meet Austria in Vienna on June the 2nd. They'll face Romania at home 5 days later at a venue yet to be decided. Meantime, we now know who Gillingham will be facing in the third round of the FA Cup. They'll welcome Premier League side West Ham to Priestfield in the new year after beating Doncaster Rovers at the weekend. Elsewhere, Charlton will be at home to West Bromwich Albion. That's the latest. Next update at 2.